The U.S. military believes that overall violence in Iraq is on a downward trend. Earlier this week, the military released numbers that show a drop in weekly attacks against U.S. and Iraqi forces and Iraqi civilians. Those attacks are now at their lowest level since February 2006, when a sacred Shiite shrine was attacked by Sunni extremists. NPR defense correspondent Guy Raz is with us. And Guy, first, tell us about these numbers that the military is citing.
Well, the military is basically saying there's been about a 60% drop in Iraqi civilian casualties since June. They're also saying that since February of this past year, there's been a two-thirds reduction in overall attacks on U.S. troops and Iraqi troops and Iraqi civilians. And then finally, over the past 2 months, there's been a pretty significant decline in the number of U.S. troops who have been killed in hostile attacks. All of these figures seem to suggest that things are moving in a different direction in Iraq, but the military is still relatively cautious about it. And I spoke to the military spokesman in Iraq, Rear Admiral Greg Smith, and I asked him about it, and I asked him what all of these figures mean.
You cannot put your finger on any single factor or any single statistic to really tell you what's going on inside Iraq. What is promising is that the bulk of the statistics you'd want to see trending down are trending down, and the bulk of the statistics you want to see trending up are trending up.
You know, even with all of these positive trends, there are still bigger issues to sort of weigh. You know, is the overall enterprise in Iraq any closer to success? And I think on that question, the jury is still out.
Still pretty dramatic drop in these numbers that you're talking about. Does this vindicate, do you think, the administration's so-called troop surge, the addition of 30,000 more troops to Iraq?
Well, I think it certainly confirms the views of several senior military officials who all along were calling for greater numbers of troops in Iraq. I think the question of whether the surge and the additional troop strength has had the impact that we have seen, we will have a better sense of that beginning next year when the troop numbers actually begin to drop.
Now, apart from adding more troops, Guy, what else has changed, if anything, in the military strategy in Iraq?
Well, there have been a few factors. I mean, one of the factors has been what you might call good fortune. You've had the Iranians apparently cooperating with the Iraqi government on trying to stem the flow of weapons into Iraq. And then, of course, you've had the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr essentially call for a ceasefire. But what you've also had is the U.S. military establishing what they euphemistically called concerned local citizens. Now, it sounds like a neighborhood watch group, but basically these are groups of former insurgents mm-hmm. that are now on side of the U.S. military, on side of the Iraqi military. They're being paid off. They're being given jobs. There's a 60% unemployment rate in Iraq. And many insurgents, of course, are forced or choose to take part in these kinds of activities for economic reasons. It's a question that I put recently to Brigadier General Michael Nevin, who's in charge of U.S. military police in Iraq. And I asked him about the Iraqi detainees in his custody.
The vast majority of them say they got involved in anti-coalition, anti-government activities for the money. The unemployment rate is tremendous here, and the underemployment rate is even a bigger problem.
And so with that in mind, General Nevin and other military leaders are now starting to say, look, we need to think about an economic surge for Iraq as well, if we want to sustain this momentum.
Over the long term, Guy, what is the military banking on here? Are they confident that this progress that they're seeing is sustainable?
You know, there are enough officers in Iraq who have done multiple deployments there. They know how fragile the situation is and how quickly it will change. And so nobody I've spoken to in recent days is prepared to say this is sustainable, this is permanent. They're certainly optimistic and hopeful, but also cautious. I think it's also important to note that the overall strategy in Iraq remains the same. I mean, the strategy as outlined by the White House is to create a unified, democratic Iraq that can govern itself, sustain itself, defend itself, and is an ally in the war on terror. The question is, even with all of these recent changes, is the administration any closer to achieving that goal? And on that question, I certainly don't think anybody can say yes.
The political side of that equation, which is a whole other thing.
Right.
NPR defense correspondent Guy Raz. Guy, thanks very much.
Thank you.